Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome to hour number two. Deuce McAllister here with Charlie Long on Fans and a Pro. My partner, Mike Haas, is out in Seattle, so kind of manning the big chair here so far. And you know, we talked a little college football at 5:25. We will talk to Jen Mueller. She is the Seahawks radio sideline reporter. But I got to give a shout out to the team because we believe in the power of everywhere. You got to listen to WWL anytime, anywhere. Get the WWL shows you love. That's Dave Coyne, my boy Tommy Tucker, who I just saw, was that 2 weeks ago, last week? My weeks run together. Sorry, Tommy. But I did see you at one of the Rouse's locations. You came out and said hello. Saw Newell a couple weeks. I saw Scoot coming through earlier when I was coming into the building. And the sports talk team, that's Bobby, that's Mike, you know, and Steve. I know he's kind of getting to enjoy his Friday. He would have been filling in or at least helping me out. But I said, man, go ahead. Get out of here, Steve. I got it. But you got to check out the content that you crave on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps. And that's our team. And so a lot of great work we try to give you here at WWL. But right now I am going to go to our phone lines, 504-260-1870, and talk to Terry that's over in Marrero. Terry, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How's your day?
It's coming along pretty good. Coming along pretty good. What you got for me?
Yes. So I have three concerns the way the Saints have been playing. Number one is the use of Rashid Shaheed and Brandon Cooks. You have two of arguably the fastest wide receiving tandems in the NFL. This isn't a video game, but I haven't seen once yet to utilize them to just the simple go routes to see if they can get, you know, past the defenders. It's something that I would have been interested in seeing. Number two is the flags. I think we gave up 3 third down conversion off flags against Arizona. And the third concern I have is clock management. I think they're throwing the ball too much. You know, the more you utilize the run effectively, you're going to manage the clock a lot better. And I think if you had more of a seasoned quarterback, then you could afford to throw the ball, you know, past 25 times. But I think Rattle needs to stay at 25 or a little bit lower.
Well, Terry, I appreciate the call, and I will try to comment on those three thoughts and concerns that you have with the Saints offense. And, you know, I don't know if 25 is the number. For me, I don't like probably getting him over 30 to 35 is my sweet spot as far as passing game. And we're still trying to fill out this offense as well. I didn't know if 12 personnel, 2 tight ends, 1 tailback, and 2 receivers would be their base, or 11 personnel, 3 receivers, 1 tight end, and 1 tailback in the game. We're still trying to figure out what's there, makeup as far as what they play the best at. When you look at this offense, though, one of the things that you must admit is they have been the most effective in a tempo slash hurry up approach. Now, one of the things that that does is it gives you a couple more plays, but you've got to be converting on third down, because if you're not converting on third down, you're going to have quick drives. And what I mean by that, it's going to be a lot of three and outs, or it's going to be four plays, five plays. Your defense is back out there. One of the things that we've seen, or you're seeing offensively, is, and if you read some of the stuff that they've talked about as well, even today, they're looking for the explosive play, but if it's not there, find the check down. And I think that's what Spencer Rattler has done a really good job of, knowing where his outlet is and getting them the ball. And so a lot of times that's almost like a rushing attempt. A couple of the passes where Alvin is coming out of the backfield on a swing route, he's got a blocker in front of him. That's just like a sweep. It may end up being a pass for the quarterback, but that's just like a sweep. And I do say that the Saints have, I know it was the first drive, maybe the second play of the game, but I know it was early in that game. There was a play action, because that was one of the things that I thought that they needed to do more of, was have a little bit more play action. It was a play action, and it was a big play up the left sideline to Shaheed. So that's an explosive play. That was a shot play that they tried to say, hey, my guy's going to run by you. If you remember the interception against the Cardinals in the end zone, where it ended up being a flag on the play, that was a shot play. That was one to Shaheed. Now, I don't know if he and Rattler were on the same page, because it looked like Shaheed was fading towards the sideline and the ball ended up inside. But on that play, there was a flag on the other side of the field that ended up bringing it back. Now, when you talk about Brandon Cooks, I don't think that they have used his speed to stretch the field yet. Maybe there was a play that was designed to go to him, but the look wasn't there, so they, you know, went somewhere else with the football. But I was pleased with how they pushed the ball down the field the second game against San Francisco, probably a little bit more than I was the first game. I thought that they allowed Arizona kind of to compress the field on them a little bit. And when you talk about the clock management, there's probably some questionable things right there at the half, where whether I use the timeouts or whether I don't use the timeouts. But outside of that, you know, I don't think that there has been truly any, we'll use the word fumbles on the clock management piece, where it felt like that, oh, you wasted 40 seconds, 50 seconds. You know, the only time, like I said, would have been right there at halftime. And, maybe you could have used them prior to you taking over the ball, or at least use them, at least one of them, after you did run the ball in the Arizona game, and possibly even looking at the situation against the 49ers. Charlie, what do you think?
You know, one thing that I want to bring up, though, before we continue with this, is that the kind of play calling as far as the balance between run and pass, it was something that Bobby had brought up with Coach Moore during the coach's show earlier this week on Monday, and Coach Moore had said basically that they made a concerted effort to be more balanced in their offensive play calling. Because week one, like you said, Deuce, you're looking for hopefully 30 to 35 passing attempts for Rattler, as you had said, quote unquote, like the sweet spot for him. In week one, he had 46 passing attempts and they had 22 running attempts. It's obviously not balanced. It's heavily weighed to the passing game. Week two, though, much more close to 50-50, where you had 30 rushes and 34 passing attempts. So it was something that they had obviously worked into the game plan, is being more balanced, giving Alvin Kamara more touches, being able to get the running game established. And then, I mean, you can get a play action game once you get a run game going, but if the defense doesn't think you're going to run the football, what are you really doing here? So, you know, it's something that you're looking to see as the season progresses. Kellen Moore and his offense, you're not really concerned about it, because you've seen some good things early on, especially from Spencer Rattler and what he's been able to do in these first 2 weeks, surprising a lot of people, Deuce. We've been talking to different national folks all over the stage. Mark Schlereth, you know, at the forefront, we have him on every Tuesday. And he's like, I watched the tape to get ready for this interview with you guys, and I was surprised. I was pleasantly surprised with how Spencer Rattler looked, how poised he was in the pocket against that 49ers defense. Because, yes, the 49ers had some injuries offensively, but defensively, they were pretty good. And he still looked really good against a good 49ers squad. And then, as we had just mentioned, the balance between run and pass was there as well against San Francisco. and you'll need to see that again against Seattle.
Yeah, you'll definitely need to see it. I think one of the things, this will be a true challenge just because you're on the road. You're going to have to use silent count a lot more than you would at home. And then just being able to give him some answers to some of the things, looks that you're going to see. They play kind of a 3-4 defense like the Saints do. So it's always identifying my four down and then being able to work off the two guys that I would presume say, okay, this guy is going to be a hot guy. This guy, you know, normally likes to drop into coverage. One of the things Seattle, they do not do a lot of is blitz. And so they are able to get pressure with their front four. I think that's going to be one of the challenges for this Saints offense. And, you know, we'll have Jen Mueller on here shortly when we come back from our break. But I think, you know, who plays for the Saints? I think from an offensive line standpoint, yeah. We know Fuaga is dealing with a bad back. We know he's dealing with a knee injury. That probably hurt him the last two drives in this past game. And so now, you know, is he 100%? If not, now you're going to have a new right tackle. You know, you'll probably have you'll have a new left guard because either Trevor Penning will get his first action. Dylan has already been ruled out.
Right.
And so now you're going to be dealing with one of the strengths of Seattle, and that's those defensive tackles. So we'll talk a little bit about the injury situation as well as who's in, who's doubtful for both teams here on Fans in the Pro.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Fans in the Pro. Deuce McAllister here and Charlie Long. And we do have Jen Mueller. She is the Seahawks radio sideline reporter. You can find her on X at Jen Talks Sports. And we will talk a little bit about this Seattle Seahawks, New Orleans Saints matchup on Sunday at Lumen Field. Kickoff local time 1:05 up there. Jen, thank you for joining us.
You are welcome. I am always happy to talk football ahead of a big matchup.
Well, definitely a big matchup. I guess it has to start what kind of, I don't know if we officially know, some of these guys will be kind of downgraded out tomorrow. But right now, who's in, who's out? You know, and that's for both teams, some key injuries that may kind of change the strategy a little bit for both teams. And, you know, let's talk really the Seahawks on what they're dealing with, particularly in their secondary.
Yeah, and really there was, I would say, a couple of surprises for me. Not that I should have been surprised, but to see that Julian Love isn't going to play or is doubtful to play, and we have not had a guy listed as doubtful who has played yet this season, but to have him listed as doubtful was really surprising to me, mostly because I just count on him being so consistent back there and really kind of bringing up the back end of this defense. So Julian Love hasn't practiced all week. It is a hamstring injury that he suffered during the week in practice. And that's, you know, that would be tough in and of itself. But the fact that Devin Witherspoon is still listed as doubtful, that Nick Imanwari is still listed as doubtful this week, that's pretty tough. And then on the offensive side of things, it is running back Zach Charbonnet, who ended up with a toe injury, finished the game in Pittsburgh, but he has not been able to practice this week. So also listed as doubtful. I'm sure some of that will be a game time decision. Devin Witherspoon, for example, worked out on the field in Pittsburgh trying to go. It's an MCL bruise, they said, but he hasn't been able to do very much yet. So, yeah, those are some big injuries for the Seahawks and, you know, it leaves them susceptible deep.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to ask you. You know, when you look at it, you know, particularly on the back end of it, how do you kind of protect that, knowing that, hey, I may have two new starters, possibly a third starter, just because of some of the depth that you have that may have to play a lot more, at least a third guy that may have to play a little bit more on the back end. How do you kind of protect that that defense in that essence?
You know, I would actually just say it's the pass rush. Seattle has the highest pressure rate of any team in the league, and they're doing it with the four-man rush. They haven't had to do blitzing, which means you could just get a lot of pressure up front, buy a little bit more time for the secondary. The Seahawks like the guys that are going to be stepping in, and all of them have had significant playing time over the years, whether it's special teams or not. You know, they're not new to the field, but I think you dial up that pass rush just a little bit more, and that certainly helps the guys in the back end.
Yeah, and I would agree with you 100%, you know, just because up front they have been so good, whether you're talking off the edge or at the defensive tackles, and having the Saints having, they will, should return. He's questionable right now, Trevor Penn, the left guard, who will make his first game as far as this year is concerned. But also the Saints will be without Chase Young at the defensive end position, who the Saints are still waiting on him to be able to play in. So I just wanted to kind of talk about that matchup, the offensive line. Seattle having some young guys. Most of those guys, you know, when you look at it, I think, what, three starters on that offensive line is either a rookie or a second, in their second year. But, you know, a new system for everybody when you look at Coach Kubiak's offensive system. But just some of the challenges the Saints defensively that they could present for that Seattle offense.
Yeah, 100%. And I'm looking at some of that productivity that you've already gotten across the defensive line, and it is going to be a battle. And you guys know what Kubiak's system looks like. You know that it's wide zone, so I don't think any of that is going to surprise, you know, the Saints defense that had to practice against that, you know, all of last year. I will say that the rookie left guard, who was the Seahawks' first-round pick, Gray Zabel, out of North Dakota State, has not looked fazed by anything. I mean, last week it was 63 snaps against Cam Hayward. Like, it was, he looks like a veteran out there. There is nothing that has seemed to fluster him. I get it. It's only 2 weeks of the regular season, but he and Charles Cross work really, really well together. The center is Gray's former college roommate at North Dakota State. So there's some familiarity there that you wouldn't expect when you point out that three of these guys are either rookies or second-year players. Last week in Pittsburgh, it was a markedly different offense from week one. And I think a lot of that was the offensive line. You can practice that all you want, but to truly get the timing and the spacing and get everything together up front and with that run game, I think it took that week one against the 49ers. It looked so much better last week, where you could tell Ken Walker trusted those gaps, trusted those holes a lot more.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say, Ken Walker, you know, just him knowing that he's going to get those touches and be able to kind of feel comfortable in that offensive system. And, you know, Charles Cross, guy that I knew his coach going back when he was at high school back in Mississippi. He's done a really nice job. And you talked about just having a former roommate as your NFL teammate. That doesn't happen very often. So he's played really, really well. When you talk about the offensive line, Zabel being able to step right in. And one of the things that I do want to kind of get your opinion on, when you talk about one player being able to shine, Byron Murphy, second-year player,
yeah.
It looks like the light has completely gone off. And I know that you have a really good player, you know, in Leonard Williams, and, you know, when you talk about right beside him, but just talk about how much more of a playmaker that he's been able to say, hey, I can play this game. You saw flashes last year, and you knew probably coming out that he could do it, but just tell us a little bit about what the impact that he can have on a defense and so far that he's had for the Seattle defense.
Yeah, last week was a big week for Byron Murphy, and I don't just mean the productivity. You know, a sack and a half. He only had half a sack all of last year, right? To get a sack and a half against Aaron Rodgers, that was a big deal for him. But it's the splash plays. I mean, you know, that position, it is the true, you know, in the trenches, nobody's paying attention. And Leonard Williams said that Byron Murphy in the run game, you can't teach him anything. Like, he is so good and so elite. He plays a double team better than Leo does, is what he had said this week to the media. So that is high praise. The other thing that Leo said was this: you can start to press if you don't see any stats, even though the entire team has been talking about Byron Murphy's contributions. And Mike McDonald has been very consistent in his praise going back to last year. When you actually show up on the stat sheet, it is an extra boost of confidence, because now everybody is seeing it, and now you get the validation. And it's not that you were looking outside, but it's just a little bit more of that confidence building. Yep, I can affect the game in a lot of different ways. The teammates love him. I mean, just the way that he plays that position, you can't teach it like that. Like, you have to already have those instincts and those skills. It is really impressive to watch. And to hear guys like Jaron Reed and Leonard Williams pump them up, the vets wouldn't do that if they didn't actually believe it.
Jim, before I ask you about Seattle's offense, I did want to ask you about Mike McDonald, because it felt like when Seattle got hot at the end of last year and they went six of their final eight games, it felt like the defense that McDonald was trying to establish there in his first year really started to get going. And that's kind of carried over into the start of this year with both of their first two matchups. Even though they lost to the 49ers, their defense was excellent in that game. And as we've talked about, it was excellent against the Steelers in week two. So just kind of talk about the culture that McDonald's building there, and, you know, how Seattle has kind of embraced him, because a great defensive mind. We know what he accomplished in Baltimore and the defense that he's building already in Seattle.
Yeah, and it truly was impressive. And you are spot on. That is exactly what happened at the end of last season. I would also say it was swapping out some of those pieces. Ernest Jones came in midway through the year. They parted ways with both of their starting linebackers that they started the season with, two of their starting linebackers, excuse me, and they brought in Ernest halfway through the season. After he had gotten a week or two in the system, you could tell that things started to click just across the board for the defense. When it comes to Mike McDonald in general, I think Kellen Moore is the one who unseated him as the youngest head coach in the NFL. When you are in that position, you can be the greatest defensive mind in the world. Every leader has to learn on the job, right? There is a feeling out process of figuring out who you are in that position. And I think we saw that last year with Mike. You know, he adjusted things. He thought, you know, practice was going to look one way, and then he switched it up in the middle of the year when he realized he needed to change. So I think what you saw is everything kind of falling into place in those last 5 weeks. And then in the off season, Mike knowing exactly who he is, everything has slowed down. The thing that changed most on this defense in the off season is how freaking loud they are at practice. These guys do not stop talking, and they are communicating at a much higher level, having understood the system better.
Well, Jen, you lead me into my next question, you know, and it's not necessarily what happens on the field, but the crowd noise and the impact that could play for a young quarterback, that being Spencer Rattler, being able to come up, liking to play a tempo offense. And so if that's going to be the case, you're going to be calling a lot, hand signals, et cetera. Just talk about that impact that could potentially have on this game on Sunday.
Well, you know, the really weird thing is, for as loud as Lumen Field is, and it is incredibly loud and the fans are awesome, Seattle's looking to regain home field advantage. They have not done well winning at home in the last year and a half, they didn't win the season opener against the 49ers. So I know that the fans are going to bring it. I know that the Seahawks are hungry to get this win for the fans. But yeah, going up tempo, it's not just hand signals, right? It's silent count. And I know that penalties have been a problem for the Saints, right? Just kind of making sure that they stay out of their own way. That is really tough to do when you've got 68,000 people and you can just feel it in your chest the entire game. I mean, it is an energy that you can feel. I mean, my ears are ringing for several hours after the game from being on the sidelines. But it is a factor, and I know that Spencer Rattler has played in big-time games and in big-time stadiums. It's just a different vibe here in Seattle with the fans and the way the stadium sounds.
You know, Jen, before we let you run, I wanted to ask you about Jaxon Smith-Njigba. And a lot of the times when we've been previewing seasons, we've talked about the year three leap for receivers. And he's entering year three, and he's gotten off to an awesome start, already 17 receptions, which is third in the NFL, 227 yards, which is second. The former first-round pick out of Ohio State. And he kind of did have his breakout year last year, 100 receptions, over 1,000 yards in the 17 games that he played. But talk about his evolution entering year three and what really does make him that true wide receiver one for the Seahawks offense.
I think it's because he can do so much, and he's willing to do it all. You know, he's not just the guy who can run deep. He's not just the guy that could work out of the slot. I quite honestly, when they drafted him, and Tyler Lockett was still on the team, I thought, great, JSN can be that third down slot guy. That way Tyler doesn't have to take so many hits going across the middle. And we didn't really see that all that much. I mean, we have seen it on occasion, but I really thought they were going to lean on him more in that role. Instead, they've asked him to do just about everything. He'll line up anywhere. He'll run anywhere. I think when you see him, you might underestimate him just a little bit because he's not the biggest guy in the room. And we've talked to him about that. But he is so savvy and he is so smooth at making those catches and the contested catches. I mean, he is a security blanket. Part of the reason those yards are there and that he's second in the NFL is because he got all the targets in week one. And that's not the way that the Seahawks want their offense to function. But if that becomes the opportunity, JSN is going to be there for Sam Darnold.
Jen, thank you so much. Seahawks radio sideline reporter. You can find her on X at Jen Talk Sports. Thank you so much and have a great game on Sunday. Have a great call.
Thank you so much. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Jen.
We're going to take a break here, but before I do, I got to tell you about the LSU Southeastern game tomorrow in Tiger Stadium. Start your game day at 2:00 with Mike Dettillier and Herb Tyler and the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show live from Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge. Come out and count down to the big game at Acme with 16 surround sound TVs and the best drink specials. It's a great place to hang out for LSU and college football, all thanks to the good folks at MAP Construction. Then at 4:45, catch the LSU official pregame show. Kickoff is at 6:45 with the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair, and color analyst Jacob Hester. Tigers and Lions tomorrow on WWL, streaming live on the free Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Fans in a Pro as we wind down and head to the Brian Kelly Show at the top of the hour at 6 o'clock. And then at 7 o'clock, we're getting ready for week 3 and we will have our Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup joined by Ian and Coach Lou at 7 o'clock with the most comprehensive high school football show in America. Today we will broadcast live from Archbishop Shaw as the Eagles host Rommel, Coach Mitch, leave them tamales alone. They're right off the highway. I know you be going over there. And then the other big matchups, 35, McDonald 35, at in the car. Coach Danielle, y'all just get ready to cheer right there because that one, whew, that's going to be a tough one. Alexandria Destrahan, I got a shout out. Charlie, when you talk about Destrahan now, you say Ed Reed or do you say Justin Jefferson? The old school people, are they going to jump right now? Destrahan, I'm thinking Ed Reed. And then, you know, you say Justin Jefferson, Destrahan, that's new school.
Yeah, it's a little bit of both, right? Like, you know, everyone, I mean, in
you
my
would hope.
Range, it knows Ed Reed. Yeah, absolutely.
You
if
would
you're
hope.
A football fan, you hope that you know one of the greatest safeties of all time.
Yeah.
Jefferson, though, like, yeah, he's so flashy and he's the new school type of guy. So it's a little bit of both for, I think, my generation. But I think if you go a little bit younger than me, everyone's going to know it because of Jets.
Well, we got that game. Alexandria, as they are at Destrahan, St. Charles Catholic at Dunnan. And Dunnan, they have still the number one high school quarterback.
Yeah,
correct?
Elijah Haven.
Elijah Haven. And I know there was a rumor at one point that maybe he was heavily leaning towards Florida, but I don't think that is necessarily the case. And I don't know. I think it was a rumor anyway that was kind of put out there. But Elijah Haven lost last year in the championship game.
Correct.
Lost last year, but still one of the top, five-star recruit, one of the top quarterbacks, not only in the state of Louisiana, but in the country. Then we have Jesuit at Bonneville, De La Salle and St. Paul's. That's PJ's Coffee. That's all you got to say. PJ's Coffee, St. Paul's, they go hand in hand. But, yeah, get ready for the Friday Night Lights, the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup presented by Acadian Companies and Dr. Pepper today from 7 to 10:30 only on WWL. So I want to talk a little bit, Charlie. I know we got a few minutes here to talk this Saints matchup as far as the Seahawks are concerned and – a couple things that I think that the Saints have to do well to be successful in this game. One, it's a tough matchup just because of their strength is probably one of your biggest question marks, and that's just because you haven't been great. I think you've been okay. I don't even know if I would give you good up front. I think you've been okay up front. But the strength of Seattle has been their defensive line. And as Jen talked about, even though – you've got new guys on the back end. You may have three new starters. They may have, if the Saints are an 11 personnel, they may have three new starters on that back end. The question will be, can you block it up? Can the Saints block it up to be able to exploit the back end of the defense? And so I looked at it a couple of different ways. You can say, hey, I'm going to go heavy personnel, and most of the guys up front, every guy will be double teamed. So you may only be sending three guys out on a route, and if that's the case, you got to get open. But you shouldn't be getting beat because every guy is being doubled, you know, and so you can do it that way, or you can kind of say, okay, I'm going to move the pocket a little bit and give my quarterback 2 to 3 options when I talk about half to field opportunities. You have to be able to do a little bit of that. And then the other thing that I think that you can do is when you talk about playing this game kind of a side-to-side standpoint is being able to get my guys in space. Yes, you can try to attack them vertically as far as up and down, but I think that if you can make these guys have to tackle in space, particularly if they're backup players, yes, they've played special teams, but it's a lot different when you talk about I am the starter and I also have to play special teams and I have to go and make a tackle in open space. I think the Saints have to be able to exploit all three of those options, and it's just on offense. Defense, you know, that's a totally different situation. But just from an offensive standpoint, take care of the football and attack those secondary guys in space, whether that's moving the pocket, whether that's the big play element of taking some shot plays down the field. But you've got to make them make plays in one-on-one situations.
He may not be as well known as some of the other premier corners in the National Football League, but Devon Witherspoon, Deuce, is a premium guy.
Yep.
And Mike McDonald, obviously the defensive mind, comes over from Baltimore and really starts establishing that defense, as we had talked about with Jen at the back half of last season, once things really started to get going for them, and it's really rolled over on into this season. Him being out is a real big deal. Kind of like what you were just mentioning with all the new faces that you'll probably see in the Seahawks secondary. But like we said, if that offensive line can hold up, you can take advantage of that. However, they're going up against some pretty ferocious names on that Seahawks defensive front. So we'll just kind of have to see how they kind of hold up front.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm not leaving them in a lot of one-on-one situations. That's the thing. Yeah. I'm going to make sure that, hey, I have, you know, four eyes. I have four eyes, and we're chipping out, you know, and even sometimes you're not even getting out.
Right.
I mean, because I have to be able to secure that pocket. We're going to pay some bills right quick. Deuce McAllister, Charlie Long on Fans in the Pro. Thank you so much. Been awesome here on Fans in the Pro. I want to thank Charlie Long and Diane, I hope you got some rest and no one bothered you today. We'll have the Brian Kelly Show coming up and then the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup. We're headed up to Cortez's place up in Seattle. Saints, Seahawks, 3:05 on Sunday. It's been great. Be safe, New Orleans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.